USA Radio News.
All sides seem to be talking regarding a funding bill that would fund the government and stop a partial government shutdown. Although Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News, there's one thing people seem to forget when we have all this talk about shutdowns.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential. We keep paying them.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to FBI agents about contact he had with top Russian officials. Now, that was delayed for 90 days. Meanwhile, stocks were in positive territory today, with the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 23,676. This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed Representative Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle in the Senate. Kyle was appointed to the late Senator John McCain's seat in September. President Trump is looking into the case of a former U.S. service member charged with the murder of a suspected Taliban bomb maker who was responsible for the deaths of two Marines. Major Matt Goldstein's wife, Julie, tells Fox News she's grateful the president is looking into the case against her husband.
If this is what it takes to get this to come to an end, that is wonderful, and we welcome it. If no one in Army leadership is willing to step in, and it is up to the president, we thank him for tweeting about it and getting it out there.
She also believes
this is the Army of Manning and Bergdahl. If those are the kinds of people that we want in the Army, that's what we're going to end up with, because who are we going to have in our ranks if this is what we do to our good men?
Goldstein lost his Silver Star from the incident and left the Army in 2015 with a general discharge. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
So you mentioned the flu vaccine or flu shot. Is it still too late? This is a question we get into our newsroom all the time. Is it still too late, though, for someone who hasn't got their flu shot to go out and get it today?
It is not. The flu season generally extends through early spring. So if you are one of those people who needs a flu shot, it is not too late by any means to go and get yourself one.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.